welcome back to Metlakatla High School. This is Lyle Huffman. We're bringing you second half action. The Haynes Glacier Bear Gals are going against the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Chiefs lead by 3, 16-13. Just about a minute to go here before we get started here in this third quarter of play. I want to remind folks that the boys game will be on right after this one here, as soon as we can get the 20-minute warm-up and get everything going for them. And so you want to stay tuned in for that one. The boys had a tough time of it last night. However, Met winning that one by a score of 84-44, but one never quite knows what it's going to be here. So it looks like it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball to start the third quarter of play here. We're looking around for the other official. They had a cheerleading clinic thing going here at halftime here, so there was a ton of little kids out here. And now we're going to go drop back here, and it looks like maybe we're going to have to switch it out and only go with two officials right now anyway. On the far side is Swinton. She'll inbound the basketball for the Glacier Bears. 16-13, three-point lead by the Mischiefs right now. Getting it set up here. Glacier, looks like the Mischiefs are going to kind of drop back into a zone defense here a bit to start it out. And here we go. Third official got out here. She was one of the moms out here doing some stuff, so I'm sure she was busy for a moment. All right, here we go. Three officials over to Larson. Larson, Swinton, Cowart, Zanow, and Gross into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Same starters for the Chiefs. This Chiefs, they go inside, out, back out to Larson, back over to Swinton, looking inside for Cowart. Wants to go inside. Nice defense by the Chiefs. This Chiefs, though, they wouldn't let that pass go there. Comes back out to Larson, over to Swinton. She'll take a long three, and she got it. So Swinton comes right out there and ties it up. She's got two threes in the ballgame. That's 6 points for her. Mischiefs bring it up across the half-court line. Milne goes left-hand side to Yoanimi, back outside to James. Almost stolen away by Zanow. She steps out there. James goes in, puts it up too hard off the glass. Fight for underneath. Cowart comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Swinton will bring it up across the half-court line. Little pressure being applied by Yoanimi out at the top. Stops, kicks ball back half line to Larson. Alley-oops inside to Gross, stopped off her head, and now there's two or three things happening here. Let's find out what it is here. The official raised his hand. You could hear the whistle. Foul's on 1-5. Hayward, that'll be her second personal foul. Glacier Bears have the basketball, looking, wanted to go to Gross, can't get it inside, going to be tapped around, and that goes off of Swinton and out of bounds. Kind of a low pass there, pretty tough for her to catch. And it did go out of bounds, so it's going to go back to the Mischiefs. Tie score, 16-16, just beginning third quarter action. Milne goes inside, not able to get it to Johnson as the pass was a little bit errant. Glacier Bears come away with the steal, and now they're on the move down the court. Swinton, left-hand dribble back to the right, reverses, stops, puts up the shot, partially checked, ball ends up in the hands of Hayward. She's looking down the lane. Now the Glacier Bears hustle back nicely on defense, however, don't give them an easy lay-in out of it. Comes back out to the spot to Milne. They go inside to Johnson, kicks the ball back to Yoanimi, James puts up the shot, partially checked by Gross, and the rebound comes back down into the hands of Cowart, and she'll get it up to Swinton. Swinton goes down the right-hand side, almost loses it, comes back out, tries to go back inside, knocked away as Hayward stepped in front and was able to tap that away. So the Mischiefs get the basketball back again. Milne out at the top, right-hand side to James. Zanow doesn't come out and put any pressure on. We're way beyond the three-point arc here, so there's no reason to go out there. Almost tapped away. And Zanow comes away, makes the steal, gets it back into Larson's hand. She's on the dribble on the right-hand side, wants to put up the shot, stops, puts it up, and rolls around, doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath, and it goes out of bounds. There's going to be a whistle, and I think it's going to be on Glacier Bears Larson. That'll be her first personal foul as two gals are going after it. Boy, that was a great opportunity there to get a lay, and it just rolled across the top of the rim and just wouldn't fall down inside. 5:44 to go here in this third quarter of play, game tied, 16-16. This is kind of how it was last night, and both teams were able to kind of get the scoring going. Coming down the center lane, stops, jumper about six, rolls around and in. As Milne goes down the center of the lane, she picks up her third point and gives the lead. Full court pressure by the Mischiefs. They alley-oop inside to Larson. Larson looks for Gross. Gross down in her low, nothing there. Puts up the shot, but draws the foul. That's the one they want to get the foul on is Hayward, as she does a lot of damage inside. She's a strong physical gal. official comes over. It is 1-5, so that'll be her third personal foul. I suspect she's going to come out of the game here for a bit. So we got two gals off the mischief side going to check in here. Autumn is at the line. Has yet to score tonight. She had 7 points last night. Rolls around, gets one from the free throw line. So that's her first point of the ball game. Stud still comes into the ball game. And it looked like also Guthrie Buxton checking into the ball game for the mischief. They lead by one, but Gross can tie it up here. Bounces it a couple times. In and out, no. Cowart comes down with it, up, oh, rolls across the top, unable to get it. Now she's going to get whistled for the foul, as basically she got over top of the gal, and that was an easy one to call. It is on 1-5, her second personal foul. Miss Chiefs bring the basketball up. They lead by one, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Goes right inside. They go that Johnson in between. Wanted to split it like they did, breaking down the center lane. Stops down. She's going to be called for the travel. She went down as Guthrie Buxton went across the lane. But they're trying to go back inside like they did early on, right down and split those two gals, but it hasn't happened. All right. Okay, 17-18. 1 point lead by the Mischiefs. Goes left-hand side is Swenton for the Glacier Bears. They have the basketball. Alley-oop inside to Cowart. She's going to be almost stripped, but she rips it back away back to Zano, putting a lot of pressure on, and now there's going to be a whistle on it. As they come around there, Johnson got tied up in there with her arm. Fouls on 1-0. That'll be her third. So the Mischiefs getting themselves into big-time foul trouble here. Johnson with three and Hayward with three. Both are still in the basketball game, however. Now looking, Gross coming down the center of the lane. They give it to her on the pass. Now there's going to be a jump ball on it. It's too bad that the bounce pass came in. It was just too low. Autumn had to reach down to get it, and as soon as she did, she immediately got tied up. Alternating possession goes to the Mischiefs. 4:52 to go in the third quarter of play. Only out at the top. Stops. Goes back inside. They got three Buxton. She traveled, but the official didn't call it on that one, and now they come back out to Milne, left-hand side to Yelanimi. They go inside. Oh, there's Johnson. She just turned around. She had the shot, but she elected to go out with the pass. A lot of pressure being applied by Bradford. Goes around the right side. Going to be still knocked around. Goes into the hands of Guthrie Buxton as it bounced around quite a bit. Now there's a whistle on it. Let's see what the foul's going to be here. Official comes over. Fouls on Jones. That'll be her fourth personal foul, so I'm sure coach is going to, yeah, he's taking her right out here. Stud still comes into the ball game, so four for her, so she's going to be sitting down for quite a long time. She's the one doing the scoring for him. She had 6 points. She's the leading scorer for the Mischiefs right now at 6 points, getting those from that little jumper. They go to Cowart, stops, puts up the shot. Too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Hayward, and she's quick on the dribble, going down the right-hand side. Still nobody stopped her. Now they do. They'll get the ball back out and set the offense. Mischiefs still lead by one, 18-17. Not a lot of scoring going on so far in this third quarter. Alley-oop inside to Guthrie Buxton. Going to be swiped out of her hands by Zanow. And Zanow's on the dribble on the left-hand side. Spin move around. Comes to the right-hand side. Goes to Swenton. Swenton wants the jumper. Going to be long. Rebound down to Cowart. Gross. And she puts it up in, but she, not in, but she is immediately fouled from the backside, so Autumn's going to go to the free throw line. Fouls on 3-3, Stud still. That'll be her second personal foul. Sends Autumn Gross to the line. She has her only point of the evening so far from the free throw line. She just was there. She can tie the ball game up here with this shot. It's up on its way. Oh, in and out. Doesn't go, so she's still struggling a bit from the free throw line. Glacier Bears are kind of controlling the offensive rebounds right now. So if they can just get those putbacks and put them back in, they could extend this lead here or take away this lead from the Mischiefs. Gross with the shot and looks good. So she ties the ball game up. She is 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Coming back down the court. And we're going to take an official timeout here as a Band-Aid was falling off of them. Looks like Milne, they got it sorted out here. She's trying to dribble and put it on at the same time. The official saw it. So blew the whistle and stopped it for a bit. Okay, I guess we're going to take a 30-second timeout so we can take care of this. But it was nice the official to stop her because she was trying to dribble and take the Band-Aid off at the same time, and the official said, "Now here, let me just help you out." But then coach called a timeout, a 30-second timeout. Anyway, it looks like we're going to have Crager checking into the ball game real quick for the Glacier Bears here. So foul trouble for the Mischiefs here, as 4 on Johnson, 3 on Hayward. For the Glacier Bears, nobody has gotten to the third personal foul here, so the Glacier Bears continue to be very aggressive on it here. Tied score, 18-18, 3:41 to go here in the third quarter, so we still got a lot of basketball yet to go. Don't forget, folks, we got that boys' game coming up right after this one. And then also, I want to remind people, too, Petersburg's going to be in town next weekend for us. Games are going to be on Thursday and Friday. Both boys and girls are there. So Thursday and Friday of next week, Petersburg boys and girls. Hayward out at the top, goes hard to the hoop, stops, jumps it up. It's a little bit short. Fight for the rebound. She gets it back again. Back out. And Melanie, she takes a little jump from about 6 in and out. Doesn't go to the rebound. Comes down to Swinton. She's immediately tied up and alternating position. Kaylee brings the ball down about her waist high and just gets clamped right on by one of the Mischiefs. They've been known to do that kind of thing. A lot of full court pressure. Swinton on the dribble, comes out to the side, stops, kicks the ball out to Crager. Crager on the dribble, nobody picks her up, goes hard to the hoop, and it's going to be checked out of bounds. And it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball under their hoop. Bradford, right-hand side, looking, goes to Swinton on that right-hand baseline. She forces up the shot, and there's going to be a foul on it. 14, kicking in there. Guthrie Buxton's going to pick it up. 1-4. Two shots for Kaylee Swinton. 6 points, both of those three-pointers. Hasn't been to the free throw. This is her first chance since she's been here. This one is good. So she picks up her 7th and gives the lead to the Glacier Bears now. Coming off the bench is Janes for the Mischiefs. So Glacier Bears lead by 1, 19-18. Swinton's second shot in and out. No rebound fought for, down to Hayward. And she'll bring it up for the Mischiefs coming down the left-hand side. Now she brings the ball back to the right to center court. Hayward out at the top, takes the dribble, stops, wants to go to the hoop, kicks the ball back out to Guthrie Buxton. She can't do anything. There'll be Yellenimi, 3-pointer on the way. This is going to be long, I can tell. James hustles over and gets it. And now there's going to be a whistle on it. Looks like it's going to be on Bradford. It is going to be on Brittany Bradford. She picks up her 3rd personal foul. And substitution, quick off the bench, coming in as Stegan for the Glacier Bears. Bradford's going to take a quick seat. That was her 3rd personal foul, so coach wants to get her out maybe for a bit. 2:53 to go here. Glacier Bears have a 1-point lead into Jane. She can't find anybody to go with it. Now they'll bring it back out. Yellenimi will bring it out to the top. Stop. Goes right-hand side to Milne. She can't do anything. Rivers it back around to Jane's, looking inside, looking. Nothing happened, however. Glacier Bears playing that 2-3 zone. Long 3-pointer on the way, and good by Milne. She just fires it up, and now the lead goes back to the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears, full court pressure being applied by the Mischiefs right now. And Swinton handles it all the way down, goes into Stegan. Stegan looks down the court, all alone is Zanow, up and in. So a nice play that time as they were looking for her, and she got down there. Nice pass by Stegan. She just laid it up and in, and now we're back at 21-21 with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Back out at the top is Hayward. She's running the terrific. Now she'll get the ball into Milne. She'll run it. Glacier Bears playing back. A lot of distance. Over to Yellenimi. She goes inside to Hayward. Spin move. Stops. Kicks the ball back out. Shot by James, but she's going to draw the foul on it. Foul's on 1-3. That's her first personal foul, but that's going to send James to the free throw line. She had 6 points, has yet to score it this evening in the basketball game. 21-21, 1:51 to go. Third quarter action. 5 team fouls both sides. And James gets her first point from the free throw line and back to a 1-point lead here. So nobody really stepping up here and getting anything open. Everybody, you get a little bit of a lead. The other team comes back and tie it up, and then you switch places. So 22-21. Mischiefs with another bucket there from the free throw line. So she picks up 2 from the line. Those are her first 2 points. Glacier Bears have the basketball. They'll bring it up. Quickly down the court come the Chiefs, set up in their defense. They all go back to a 2-3 zone defense. They reverse the ball back around to Stegen. Stegen stops, reverses back out to Zanow, all the way over to Swenton on that right-hand side. Alley-oops inside to Zanow. She's surrounded. Back to Stegen. Shots on its way off the back of that glass. Rebound. The ball's on the floor, and now there's a jump ball. Going to be Miss Chiefs basketball here. Four girls on the floor there after the basketball here. So Chiefs have the ball. They'll bring it across. 1:25 to go here in the third quarter. Comes back down. Slowly coming down. Glacier Bears staying in the 2-3 zone. Now they extend it out just a little bit here. Kicks the ball across to James. Over to Milne. She's given up her dribble. Now she goes right inside to Guthrie Buxton. She puts up the shot. It's going to be a little short. Rebound down to Gross. And she's immediately tied up, and there's going to be a foul on it. I think it's going to be on Hayward. If it is, it is. That'll be her fourth personal foul. So four on Johnson, four on Hayward, and Coach Joe Wetzel's going to have to decide what to do, and he's going to let her stay in there now. Swenton with the basketball. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. 23-21. Glacier Bears can tie it up with a bucket here. They'll take the lead with a three. Zanow reverses her dribble back to Swenton. Stops. Can't find anybody. Coming across. Ball's on the floor again. This time the ball should go to the Glacier Bears and does. And they'll set it up on the left-hand side of the bucket. Stegen with the basketball, looking. Here they come. There comes Swenton down the lane. Can't get it to her ever. They go to Krager all the way over to Zanow. Stops her dribble, reverses back, and back to Stegen. She wants to go inside to Gross, but not able to get it. Knocked away by Guthrie Buxton. Back to Hayward. And they only have three fouls on Hayward up there on the board, so somewhere along the line, somebody is, either I made a mistake, but the official book's the one that counts, so we'll see. All right, the alley-oop inside direction. Oh, nice move as she goes inside. Checked, however, by Krager, and they get the ball back into Swenton's hands. Nice play that time by the Miss Chiefs. Just weren't able to score it, however. Swenton stops, puts up the shot. Rebound comes back down the hands of James, and now there's going to be a whistle. Away from the ball here. Let's see on the far side of the court. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fouls on 1-3 White. Zanow, that's her second personal foul. So the Miss Chiefs have 10 seconds to get the ball down the court. We'll see if they get in a big hurry or not. I don't know if they realize they're down to 6 seconds, down to five. Stops, wants to go to the hoop. Stops, puts up the shot right about six off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down. Nobody's able to control it as nobody stopped Milne as she went right down the lane, put up a little four-footer, but fortunately for the Glacier Bears, it was a bit short. So we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs 23 points and the Haynes Glacier Bears 21.